And I'd like now to welcome to the program Ben Swan. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. He writes about animals for the Santa Fe New Mexican. And we're talking today briefly about Bark the Vote.
Bark the Vote, yes, rough. This is our chance and our day to shine, our time to shine in the 100K Challenge. It's an ASPCA online qualifying round, online contest, in that when we get votes, enough votes, we can qualify have a chance to earn or make over $100,000.
From the ASPCA?
From the ASPCA for really life-saving programs, creative adoptions, more spay and neuter, lots of behavior things, anything we want really, essentially.
Whatever animal shelter in the United States of America gets the most votes?
It's a qualifying round.
Ah, the qualifying round.
We have to be among the top five in our region. And right now, we're in the top 20. We're at number 15 in the nation.
In the nation. So we're already making the top five in the region.
We are. We're actually third because we have some really big heavy hitters in Arizona that are competing against us. But it's really awesome. It started last Thursday, and people have been really, you know, it's an easy, simple thing to do to show your support for your shelter. Just log in to www.votetosavelives.org.
VoteToSaveLives.org, mm-hmm. And then you can vote.
Go find on the list. You'll see Santa Fe Animal Shelter. You'll see where our standings are today. Then it'll go you to another site that says "Vote Here." You vote, and if you haven't voted before, it'll give you a confirmation email. That's the only time you have to do it. They won't send you anything. You just be able to vote every single day.
And you can vote every single day up until
Monday at midnight.
Monday at midnight, so the 16th.
Yes, exactly. So it's really exciting. We have more than 5,000 votes. And like I said, we're 15th in the nation, and I've been sending out daily email reminders. If you'd like me to do that, feel free.
So how did they get in touch with you if they want to be on the daily email reminder list?
I've been having a lot of fun with it. I've been telling little stories about things that happen at the shelter, but really brief things because it's really just a reminder and a thank you. They can email me at shelter@sfhumanesociety.org.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's an easy one. shelter@sfhumanesociety.org. And vote every day. And you know, it is about money, but it's also about just showing support for your community shelter. We have tremendous support, and oftentimes, I mean, this is so empowering for everybody who works at the shelter and works with homeless animals, to see that the community really is behind them in their work. And then just very simple gesture of saying, hey, I like the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, here's my vote. And people really, really are excited about it.
Now, one of the shelters that has won in the past was from a community not much bigger than Santa Fe.
Exactly. It's incredible how these communities just get together behind their animal shelter and really support the animals and the work that they do. It's a fun thing to do because people just I send out emails, blasts, and Twitter, and all kinds of different posting on Facebooks every day. But I've made little cards and little posters, and some people even have been soaping windows. You know, vote to save lives, vote Santa Fe Animal Shelter, things like that. It's just yesterday, for example, I was out walking and I saw this woman walking her dog, and I introduced myself and said hello to her dog, and I mentioned the contest, and she was so happy just to take a few of my postcards because she wanted to show her support. And like I said, it's a very simple way of showing your support for the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, www.votetosavelives.org.
While we're here, mm-hmm. Are there any particular animals that you want to mention to us who are up for adoption?
Yes, of course. I do want to say that today is Lucky Day, Friday the 13th.
Yes, that's true.
And we do have an adoption special going on today for adult animals. And come into the shelter and you'll really inexpensive adoption fees for adult animals.
Adult animals. Adult. That means 1 year old or more?
Yeah. I think it's 6 months or 7 months.
Oh. Let me see.
Yes. Here we are.
A 7-month dog is considered an adult where you live?
Well, there's a very... It's really interesting how they kind of break it down. I don't have the exact months in front of me. I apologize, but the puppies, you know, there's a premium price for puppies up till they're 3 months old, and then from 3 to 7 or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us. We got just a moment left. Tell us.
Okay, Emma. Emma is like, she's a matchmaker, isn't she awesome?
She's a beautiful dog.
She's just
dog.
Like in Jane Austen's book.
Yeah, she's a tan-colored, short-haired dog with a very happy expression and black eyeliner around her beautiful blue eyes, and she's a German Shepherd mix.
Yeah, and she's just one of the many, many dogs that we have available. And I wanted to mention Ladybug, who has been in foster and is back. Ladybug is a really...
No one's adopted Ladybug?
No, she's a white pit bull mix, and she's deaf. She doesn't get along well with other dogs, but she's an awesome dog and loves people, and it's just she'll do anything for you.
Yeah.
She's one of our favorites. And her foster parent is going away out of the country, and so she had to bring her back to the shelter, and we hope that we can actually find her a home by the time she gets back in 5 weeks.
Do you have people who help owners to deal with disabled dogs, like a deaf dog, for example?
Yeah, exactly. We're always there to help people sort of figure out different ways to cope with a disability. For example, in today's appeal that I sent out, or actually it was yesterday's, a woman adopted a cat that has nerve damage. Its tail got infected. We had to amputate the tail. But this woman had recovered from brain cancer in the 1980s and has dealt with facial paralysis for more than 20 years. And she understands nerve damage, and she was able to... She understands the problem. And we can help them out, and people
That's
also...
That's so cool.
Yeah. People also just want to help these animals that have special issues.
Now, there's another cat that is up for adoption named Haru, an orange cat, neutered, 3 years old, cute as can be, fluffy, little yellow-eyed cat. It's time to go, otherwise we'll never get through Speaking of the Arts. So, Ben Swan, thank you so much for being here, and once again, the website is...
www.votetosavelives.org.
VoteToSaveLives.org. Ben Swan with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, thanks for being with
us. Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Love you.
Love you, too.